Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. As promised, we are hooked up with Greg Felton today from Vancouver, Canada. Greg is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That is a Dandelion Books publication. That's Carol Adler's company in Tempe, Arizona. And I tell you, folks, if you see the latest ratings on Greg Felton's books statistically, it is absolutely amazing that without any coverage in corporate media, his book is selling, and selling big time when you consider the larger context in which he's trying to market it. It's very encouraging to me, not simply because I believe in what Greg Felton is doing, and The Host and the Parasite is absolutely essential reading, but it's encouraging to see the extent to which the establishment's attempts to suppress what is in this book are clearly not working. When you consider the fact that at Amazon, there's something like 142,000 offerings there at Amazon.com for political science books. Greg Felton's book, with absolutely no publicity whatsoever from corporate media, has already climbed, and I emphasize already climbed because it's a recent release, to number 42. Greg, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Mark. How are you doing?
Very good. You know, we got a number of things to talk about today. You and I talked about what the roadmap should be for today's conversation. We were speaking a little bit about Mike Whitney's piece for Online Journal entitled The Grim Reaper Pays a Visit to Wall Street. I came across something that Paul Craig Roberts had talked about in regard to China's nuclear option to dump the dollar. And then, of course, Greg, you were also interested in talking about the North American Union this morning and where all of that is headed on the Canadian side of the border. Maybe we ought to start with the last issue first. What's going on up there in Canada when it comes to the North American Union?
Well, I have to say, as a Canadian, I have to say I'm thoroughly ashamed that my former Prime Minister, Paul Martin, back in the year 2005, was one of the three people who signed on to this Security and Prosperity Partnership with Mexico and the United States. Now, Felton's second law of politics is that if an agreement or organization sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So you see something called the Security and Prosperity Partnership. This is one of those horrible propaganda titles that has been prejudged for consumption by the gormless masses who are supposed to swallow it like so much cod liver oil. Because who's going to argue against security or prosperity? Who isn't for partnership? So you hear the name and, gee, I'm for that. Yeah, that sounds good. Sure, no problem. But you look behind it and you see just what sort of an abomination this is, not only for Canada, but for Americans and Mexicans, because what this does is it essentially destroys any national legislative control these countries may have over their economy, their borders, their security, and it vests control in a very narrow stratum of elected but unaccountable officials. And I've been just doing a bit of research on the web, looking at the SPP and putting in words like NAFTA superhighway, and I've come up with some amazing reporting on this.
We'll be back with Greg Felton. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Greg and for his discussion of the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement. We'll be back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined this morning by Greg Felton of Vancouver. Greg is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That is a Dandelion Books publication. That's Carol Adler's company in Tempe, Arizona. We're talking for openers this morning with Greg about the North American Union and the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement. What is it? What's going on with it? What's happening in regard to the Canadian side of the border with this whole SPP situation? Greg, take it away, sir.
Thank you, Mark. I've been looking at some of what is allegedly contained in the Security and Prosperity Partnership and what the critics are saying about it. And I've been going on YouTube and looking on various sites on the Internet. I'll tell you, if anybody really cares about this, they should check out Lou Dobbs. You watch Lou Dobbs?
Once in a while I do. My schedule is tight enough that I don't often get a chance to do it, but once in a while I'll tune him in.
Yeah, well, Lou Dobbs has just taken a broadsword and hacked and slashed all the propaganda out from under this. It's wonderful. It's absolutely brilliant. He's one of the few people who's been taking aim at this. He has done show after show on CNN I think it's CNN or MSNBC. I keep forgetting those. I get the alphabet soups all mixed up. But there's a wonderful series of shows he's done that has exposed this this assault on American liberties. And by extension, we can say it's the assault on the Canadian and American and Mexican liberties as well. He's done whole shows talking about the proposed NAFTA superhighway going from Mexico to Canada, and how the U.S. has plans for security along the Mexican border. We're talking about the Mexican border with Belize and Guatemala. We're not talking about the Mexican border with Texas and or California and Mexico. So this is where the United States is, or the people responsible for this are looking. So what's happening is there's a very thin stratum of very sophisticated people trying to gerrymander the entire nature of North America to suit a very private self-interest. Now, if that sounds a bit weird or like I'm a little bit off my nut, please have a look at what the Security and Prosperity Partnership alleges, and then go and read what some of the critics have been saying. For example, there is talk about a joint currency between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico called the Amero. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how many people have, and I don't know to what degree this subject has been discussed in the States, whether it's on local radio or TV or in local media. And I hadn't heard about this until a couple of weeks ago, because this is one of those topics that I've been sort of not really paying a great deal of attention to, because I've got so many other things. But then for the last little while, I've been hearing this SPP stuff, and I decided to look into this. And this is essentially a customs union that's being forced on the Canadian, American, and Mexican people in the name of course, national security and economic efficiency that ostensibly is nothing more than a discussion, a bunch of principles. There's nothing written down. There is no treaty signed. And this is something that's stated on the SPP website. This SPP website is a masterpiece of fraud. SPP.gov/myths_versus_facts.asp. And it tells you all the propaganda, all the disinformation about SPP, and it does so in a way that is typical of the way dishonest people set up the truth to be savaged. And what they do here is they take myths and facts. The myths are essentially the facts, and the facts are the myths. They have turned the entire thing ass backwards. And we're supposed to take these people seriously. And, of course, and it looks like a wonderfully sophisticated, very, you know, very official site. And people probably will take it seriously because it's meant to be, you know, allegedly people will look at this and think people with who know what they're doing have put this out. It's about as fraudulent as the Popular Mechanics book on September the 11th. Remember that?
Yes.
Well, that was put out ostensibly by Popular Mechanics, although it wasn't. And what I've since learned is that for that particular book, the entire staff of Popular Mechanics were kicked out of the office for 2 weeks, and a whole different staff were brought in to crank out the propaganda because they couldn't rely on Popular Mechanics to be politically reliable. And was put out by a cousin of Michael Chertoff, who has the Homeland Security.
So yes, the Israeli national who's heading the American Homeland Security Department.
That's correct.
Yes.
And why a foreigner is essentially running America's security, I don't know if that's ever been discussed publicly in the States. I mean, this is something that really has to, you know, this is one of the great unspoken items in American political culture that has not been discussed, and is typical of the way those important things in America do not get a hearing because nobody is going to bring them up. And so we have another scenario where we have some agreement that's being foisted on the American public. No one is talking about it politically. No one is making it. No one is using the press to discuss this openly. It is merely out there. It's being signed off, and by the time Americans find out about it, it could well be too late. Now, up here, when our former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney in the mid-1980s badgered and pestered and needled the United States into signing the free trade agreement. We knew all about it. We were debating it. We were talking about it. We were cursing Mulroney for forcing this on the Canadian public. And at the time, of course, the Liberal Party, which is, I would probably guess, is the equivalent of the American Democratic Party, they were condemning it, saying it was a loss of sovereignty, that it was bad for Canadian business, and they were all right about it. Of course, when they get into power, they change their tune completely. And, of course, Mulroney, when he was in opposition, also had no use for expanding trade with the U.S. in this fashion either. So here we have complete flip-flops by both Canada's national political parties on an agreement that has really done very little to help Canadian sovereignty or Canadian business. Yes, trade has increased, but it has not increased for the benefit of Canadians so much as it has increased for those people who make the money from the trade. And the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, is simply a continuation of this. And by the time we get to the SPP, it's going to be furthermore integrating America with Canada and now with Mexico, to the extent that politicians, those people who we elect to make decisions on our behalf, are going to be obsolete. Can you imagine Congress making decisions about American welfare when someone has told them, sorry, you can't do this because we already have this great highway of trucks going to and from North America, from Mexico to Canada, and we have this new economic and security apparatus in place, and so we can't get involved in this. So Americans are going to decide, you know, they're going to have to decide pretty soon just how much of this upper level chicanery they're going to accept. And I just can't see Americans accepting and much more of this.
Jerome Corsi's got a piece at World Net Daily from a couple of days ago, and it's entitled "Congress Tells Bush Back Off SPP Agenda." Now, specifically, Corsi cites 22 members of the U.S. House of Representatives, 21 Republicans and one Democrat, who are urging Bush to back off his North American integration efforts when he attends the third summit meeting on the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America next week in Montebello, Quebec. Now, the article goes on to say, as you read through it, that one of the things these 22 congressmen and women are concerned about is the, quote, secretive manner in which SPP is being conducted, and they are concerned that this arrangement may actually undermine our security and sovereignty, unquote. What is with this whole situation on both sides of the border as it pertains to what is alleged here to be the secretive manner in which this whole SPP arrangement is being conducted?
Important is the secretiveness about this. This is such a bizarre organization that, you know, there is no public debate about it. There's no discussion. The average person probably doesn't even know this thing is going on. And the people who are putting this on, like the Council of Foreign Relations, is really sponsoring the Montebello meeting, which takes place today and tomorrow, by the way. They want this to be along the same lines as the Bilderberg meetings that happens every few years, where all these people get together, meet, and discuss events. But, of course, it's done in a complete media lockdown. No one is allowed to report unless they – no one's allowed in from the media unless they swear not to report what's going on. Now, Jack Kennedy – way back when said that secret societies or secret organizations and secrecy in general is a threat to democracy. I've got this wonderful YouTube show. I hate to keep repeating YouTube, but I tell you it's probably one of the last vestiges of informed commentary on the site, on the world, because you can go up there and you can see these great productions. And you can take them for what they're worth. But when you see someone like John Fitzgerald Kennedy getting up and warning about secret societies and how government behind closed doors threatens our liberties and democracy, you cannot but agree with him. You cannot help but look around at what is taking place in North America and see just how far we have degenerated along the lines to state-controlled fascism. And it's the secrecy that is terribly, terribly significant in all this.
We'll be back with Greg Felton. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today, as usual on Mondays, by Greg Felton, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That's a Dandelion Books publication. That's Carol Adler's company in Tempe, Arizona. Greg is hooking up with us today, as usual, from Vancouver. We've been talking for openers about the Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement for a North American Union. Why is this whole situation being conducted in stealth by the American, Canadian, and Mexican governments? What is the meaning of this latest meeting that's coming up in Canada as of tomorrow? And with reference to this, I have asked our listeners to take a look at Jerome Corsi's most recent posts on this at WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily, of course, is an outlet that I don't agree with at all when it comes to matters Israeli and Middle Eastern. But on the whole subject of the Security and Prosperity Partnership agenda for a North American Union, I think Jerome Corsi's writing for them in those areas has absolutely been first rate. There are two posts there worth looking at. Congress tells Bush, back off SPP agenda. Dr. Corsi talks about the 22 congressmen and women, 21 Republicans and one Democrat, that have sent Bush a letter indicating that he needs to back off of this arrangement and to have more of these conversations conducted in public rather than in private. And then Corsi talks about something else from August the 18th entitled, China to install sensors along NAFTA highway. How many of you can believe that the I-35 corridor, which includes San Antonio and Austin and Dallas, for those of you in Texas listening to this broadcast, is going to have RFID chip technology involved with monitoring traffic on I-35 that's going to involve Communist China and their subsidiary, Hutchison Whampoa, and that this RFID tracking system is going to be implemented in conjunction with the American defense contractor Lockheed Martin and the so-called NASCO organization, the North America's Super Corridor Coalition. This is what's happening, folks, and the police state in this country is well on its way to full-blown development. Throw Savvy Networks in there as well. That's the Lockheed Martin subsidiary that will get the job of placing the sensors all up and down the NAFTA superhighway. Greg, as you look at this whole thing, it seems to me that much as is the case with all the other things that you and I tend to discuss on this show, we're talking about a combination of stealth negotiations with political leaders in regard to these globalist trade agreements. Inevitably, these globalist trade agreements destroy the manufacturing sectors of economies like that of the United States historically. And at the same time, we see that in these globalist arrangements, there always seems to be a further development of the electronic surveillance state in regard to keeping tabs on all kinds of things, presumably even up to and including American citizens. And I would imagine that the average American who votes Republican, for example, would find it hard to believe that a Republican administration is working hand in glove with Communist China to install RFID surveillance technology along the I-35 corridor in the United States. This is pretty terrifying stuff, isn't it?
It is terrifying stuff, but if you remember what a traditional Republican is, you go back to Dwight Eisenhower or even Tricky Dicky Nixon, and there is no resemblance whatever between George Bush and the Republican Party. I mean, they might as well be called two different parties. There's the Grand Old Party and there's God's Own Prevaricators. You have two parties that are completely dissimilar, but they call themselves by the same name. And I think it's really interesting that you bring this up, because many of the Republicans, as you've mentioned, are wholeheartedly opposed to this, because this treads on what they consider the rights of American citizens. Americans in the Republican Party are very individualistic. They tend to be far more preoccupied with individual rights than the Democrats, who I think are more interested in collective societal rights. So I hope I've got that right. And you find that when the Republicans start getting on their high horse about this, you know something very dangerous is happening. And this is why in my book, The Host and the Parasite, I trace the decline of the United States to Ronald Reagan. Because it was Ronald Reagan's Republicanism that turned the United States into a theocracy. And the theocracy comprises three unholy elements. There's the Zionist Jewish, Zionist Christian, and Straussian economists. And what we have here is one of those areas where both the Christians and the Jews in the new fascist America support the rabid hyper-elitism of Leo Strauss's economic model. And we're seeing the increasing growth of fascist tendencies both in Canada and the U.S., although I can't speak to Mexico because it's not one of the areas I know a great deal about. If anybody knows, please call in and let me know what's going on down there. But I do find it's very, very difficult for Americans to swallow this nonsense, because as much as we may hate our politicians, they are the voice of the public, and if we want to stop something, it's politicians that can do it. And there's no way Bush is ever going to discuss this, because if he were, he wouldn't be doing it behind closed doors.
We'll be back with Greg Felton on Mark Dankos America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our host today, as usual on Mondays, or our guest today, I'm the host, right? Our guest today is Greg Felton of Vancouver, Canada. Greg is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That's a Dandelion Books publication. That's Carol Adler's company in Tempe, Arizona. And if you check out the Amazon ratings, folks, of the approximately 140-some-odd-thousand books being offered by Amazon in the area of political science, The Host and the Parasite has already risen to number 42 in sales. That is absolutely incredible for anyone who knows anything at all about book publishing and book marketing and all of the difficulties that are posted by the establishment in regarding to keeping good alternative media and good alternative book publishing companies out of the mainstream arena. For The Host and the Parasite to be doing that well on Amazon suggests that somebody is listening to this broadcast, somebody is reading the publications that are also publicizing The Host and the Parasite, and that folks are buying that book. Get your own copy, The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. We've been talking with Greg Felton in this segment of the show about the Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement for a North American Union. Keep an eye on Mr. Bush. You're not going to see too much on this, if anything at all, in the American corporate media. But watch Rents.com and WorldNet Daily and those types of outlets for coverage of what is going on in Montebello, Quebec, as of tomorrow, when Mr. Bush attends the third summit meeting on the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. Keep an eye on Jerome Corsi's posts on this at WorldNet Daily, up to and including the latest one entitled China to Install Sensors Along NAFTA Highway. Who would have thought that Communist China and Hutchison Whampoa would be working in hand in glove with Lockheed Martin and the North America Super Corridor Coalition, or NASCO, to produce RFID surveillance technology tracking developments along the I-35 superhighway corridor. This is what's happening, folks, and the end game of this, as of yet, is unclear. But what we do know is entirely clear, what little we know, and I cannot imagine what else is being discussed behind closed doors that even Jerome Corsi is not able to get to the bottom of, at least yet. This is interesting stuff, isn't it? Terrifying stuff. Keep an eye on this, folks, because it's not going to go away. Greg, you were talking about Ronald Reagan before the break. To me, one of the most paradoxical things about the Reagan years is that, and of course, I was involved in that stuff as a young person. I was a volunteer for Ronald Reagan in 1976 when I was 21 years old and going to Valparaiso University in Indiana in those days. And Ronald Reagan, of course, was running against Gerald Ford in the Republican primaries in what is a very, very interesting thing to look at in retrospect, because whether you're looking at guys like me who became involved more formally in so-called conservative activism working for Reagan as volunteers in those days, from that point onward, it seems to me, and especially after two terms of Reagan, at least a few of us started to look back and to see that something had gone way wrong. And to me, the most ironic aspect of this is that Reagan appealed to a nationalistic chord, properly understood, a nationalistic chord, and something of an America First chord, and the nerve systems of many of us at that time. And yet when you look at the ramifications of Reagan Republicanism and the Bush Republicanism that followed, what you have is a corporatist, globalist system that has largely been foisted upon the American public through the auspices of these men. This, to me, is one of the great tragic paradoxes in all of history, is that many of the individual grassroots people who worked for Reagan back in the 1970s have awakened all these years later to discover that their country's been lost.
Yeah, well, this is what happens when politics is no longer conducted openly in a democratic society. I mean, Plato, you look at Plato's Republic and you look at how democracy degenerates, and ultimately at some point, people who are responsible for their own civic affairs become lazy, complacent, they like creature comforts and leisure, and they end up more and more devolving their decision-making to people who don't have their own interests at heart. And ultimately, what he argued was that democracies will degenerate into tyranny. Because people will much rather say, give away their control to someone else, let me have my own happy little life, and that's all that matters. And we're seeing that to a large extent happening in North America. We don't want to worry about politics. We don't want to worry about making decisions. We want our governments to do it for us. Let us just make our money and let us get on with our lives. And we don't have a democracy anymore. This simply is not possible to argue that we do. And I want to just mention for a moment about how much of a danger this is by bringing up a man named Robert Pastor. Now, Robert Pastor is an instructor at American University, and this is one of the people that has been really flogging the Security and Prosperity Agreement. And anybody who isn't aware of this should have a look at this man, because this is one of the most dangerous people flogging propaganda in the United States.
And one of the things, if I could just interject this, Greg, you sent me a PDF file this morning. It's entitled A North American Community, A Modest Proposal to the Trilateral Commission, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The date is November 1 and 2 of 2002. And what I'm reading from is a presentation by Dr. Robert Pastor that you mailed to me. and he is the vice president, or was the vice president, of international affairs, professor of international relations, director of the Center for North American Studies at American University in Washington, D.C., just to set the context here.
Yeah, that's right. This is the man, and what he's writing about in here tells you a lot about the sort of mentality that goes with the security, the SPP. We are being brought up in a culture which teaches us that politics is bad because politicians get in the way of economic conduct, the economic welfare of corporations, and the distribution of wealth. Economics is all about efficiency, the cheapest good for the most people, and anything that gets in the way of that is somehow inefficient and bad for business. Well, I got to tell you something. Economics is not what we're on the earth for. This is not what we have countries for. If we want to simply a mechanistic to help with people's welfare mentality, we might as well all live in an anthill or a beehive, because insects are very efficient at sacrificing themselves for the greater good, caring little or nothing about the lives of the people who make up the hive or the anthill. And what really disturbs me is that we have arguments that talk about how we're going to improve life in all three countries. And they should sponsor centers for North American studies to help the people of all three understand the problems and the potential of North America. You listen to these things like Robert Pastor and how hortative and how wonderfully emotional they are.
Well, the thing that was amazing to me as I was reading through some of the Pastor PDF file before you and I went on the air this morning, When I read what he has to say just in the first two pages about the wonderful benefits of NAFTA, and that basically, as Pastor argues to the Trilateral Commission 5 years ago, this Security and Prosperity Partnership for a North American Union would take NAFTA to a new level. Now, when Pastor talks about all the economic benefits that have accrued to the North American hemisphere as a result of NAFTA, I find myself wondering just what economy he's talking about, because when I look at what's going on manufacturing sector of the American economy, when I talk to the average working class American who is losing ground, and then I read the kinds of things that Mike Whitney and Paul Craig Roberts are putting out, I frankly wonder what sort of Jack Daniels Mr. Pastor is drinking before he's writing these articles.
Well, it's not that he's drinking Jack Daniels or any other intoxicant. He's essentially engaging in selective lying. Because if you want people to lose their liberties, if you want to control people, you have to convince them that they have to commit political suicide, and that whatever methods they adopt, it's for their own good. It's like what happens. It's like Palestine. You have a stooge like Mahmoud Abbas, who now is giving edicts. He's governing by edict now in Palestine, and he has no right to do this. He has no governmental authority, whatever. I mean, he's just a figurehead. He's a president. He doesn't have any real power, but he's giving edicts, and he's just feeding his own country these decisions, and he's saying it's for their own good, it's for the peace of Palestine, and he's wrapping himself in all sorts of feel-good bunting, and that's what tyrants will do. They will convince you, or try to convince you, that by giving up your liberty, giving up your freedom, giving up your right to make decisions for yourself, you're doing yourself a favor. Because who wants to be selfish and preoccupied with one's own self-interest when we could make everybody happy? And this is why you have a very perverted religious overtone to all of this. Because it sounds like some grand recreation of Christendom, the way it was back in the Holy Roman Empire. Except instead of the Holy Roman Empire, you've got the Holy Fascist Empire led by George Bush and his intellectuals and his sycophants and other people like Robert Pastor. And I have to say I'm ashamed that many of the people pushing this stuff are Canadians. Because Canadians, for some reason, have this belief that unless we tie ourselves more deeply to the United States, that we're just not going to prosper. We have such a poor, weak self-image that Canadians have never really achieved everything they could have. Because we don't have the wherewithal or the stick-to-itiveness to build our own economies for ourselves, to do for ourselves. We let everybody do our work for us. And this goes back to the end of World War II, when the Louis Saint-Laurent government, a man named C.D. Howe, Clarence Decatur Howe, born in Boston, and always insecure about people pointing out his American heritage, said it didn't matter who built the economy, it didn't matter who built the factories. As long as we had jobs, that's all that mattered. And Canadians ever since have been essentially workers for somebody else. And
go ahead, sir.
About the security partnership, one of the worst things about Canada right now is that we are polluting our air to an amazing degree just to feed the insatiable maw of the American economy. Alberta has tar sands where you can extract oil at a rather expensive rate, and it's been driven into overdrive by Harper just so we can send oil to the United States. Much of the tar sands does not go to Canadian consumers. And so we are poisoning our air. We are sacrificing the health and welfare of Canadians to serve a foreign power, just as Americans are sacrificing the health and welfare of their people to serve Israel. Because if they can find $30 billion to find bombs to destroy Iraq or whatnot, and they can't find enough money to insure American children, you know something is seriously wrong. There is no economy here to speak of. There is some sort of private cabal that is using an economy for private interest. Anybody who tells you that the SPP is a benign, simply a discussion forum for improving the welfare of all people is an outright liar. And you can tell that also by analyzing the way they present material in generalities, in feel-good rhetoric, few if any specifics. Because the minute you start talking about specifics, that's when you become accountable.
Yes, and I'm not an economist, but it seems to me, Greg, just in looking at the stealth character of these negotiations, that should suggest something to the rest of us. If this is such a wonderful deal, then why is the whole thing being conducted in secret? We have a caller for Greg, Joe in Florida. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to say I just ordered your book on Amazon, so there's one sale for you. I was
kind of curious if you could
comment on the latest report about the clergy defense teams that the Department of Homeland Security is setting up to prepare the people in the United States for gun confiscation and martial law, and if whether or not you've heard about it, and if you have, what you think about it. It was reported by KSLA in Louisiana. It's somewhat of a follow-up story after Katrina, but from what I've heard and the information I've been able to put together, the Department of Homeland Security is getting together, I think there are up to 26,000 preachers in the United States, to using, what is it, Romans 13 as an excuse to tell people to go along with their government, to prepare them for inoculations, FEMA camps, and gun confiscation.
Well, I tell you, thank you very much, Joe, for bringing that up. I had not heard of this, but I am definitely going to look into this.
I'm going to send you right now a part of what I think Joe is talking about. It's an article from PrisonPlanet.com. It's entitled, Feds Train Clergy to Quell Dissent During Martial Law. I'll mail it to you right now.
Okay, great. I tell you, what Joe is talking about is exactly the sort of exploitative propaganda that the Straussian economic model believes in. Leo Strauss, who is the progenitor of Straussianism, a German Jew born in Weimar, Germany, came to America and thought America had to become more militant and less tolerant and less interested in the welfare of the common man if it wanted to have a strong defense against fascism. And, of course, what ended up doing is that Leo Strauss advocated fascism for America. He advocated, like a lot of people, the instrumental use of religion to control people. He was of a belief that the real truths of a society, all the higher knowledge, should be kept very closely guarded in the hands of only a few elite people. And this is precisely the sort of mentality that he is talking about. So when you have the clergy talking about helping people surrender their arms, now this is the same country that is a bunch of certifiable militants, like Charlton Heston, going on about the Second Amendment of the Constitution, which gives every citizen the right to maintain and bear arms. Of course, it doesn't say that, but no matter. Here's a country with the National Rifle Association, the offspring of the Ku Klux Klan, going on and on about how important it is for Americans to have arms, and now we have the clergy as an instrument of the government telling people to give up their arms. This would be comedic if it were a show, but this is a very serious matter, and it's amazing how the church or certain members of the church will collude with an oppressor to lie to their people, to give up their weapons. in the same way a lot of the Zionist Jews in Germany lied to the Jewish people of Germany and Poland to not to fear the Germans, just do what they were told and everything would be okay. This is exactly what happened in Germany. It's going to happen in the United States. And as I've told Mark a few times, inasmuch as I would like to see some other solution to it, I think the United States is headed for civil war. Because I just cannot see the United States Republicans, I mean the real hardline individualist Republicans, going along with this and allowing their country to be sold out or given away out from underneath them. And I give the United States perhaps no more than 10 years before something serious hits the fan.
We'll be back with Greg Felton. Joe, if you have a chance, stay on the line. I want to address this Romans 13 thing with you a little bit, too. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescope antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Greg Felton of Vancouver, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, That's a Dandelion Books publication. That's Carol Adler's company in Tempe, Arizona. We have a couple of minutes here to discuss some commercial items, and then we'll be back for a longer period of conversation with Greg and also hopefully with our caller Joe in Florida, who raised some very, very interesting questions about the 13th chapter of the Book of Romans and a post recently by Paul Joseph Watson at Prison Planet discussing the fact that the feds are training clergy to quell dissent, quote-unquote, during martial law. Folks, this is your opportunity to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. We need you, and we need you like never before. John Stadtmuller has put together a good team of hosts and shows for you. He needs your help. All of us need you, and we need you on an ongoing basis. You can call us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or contact us on the web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. In either event, you can reach us with your gifts, and not simply financial gifts, folks, although that's obviously critical. It's absolutely critical that we receive your help on an ongoing basis. But tell your family members and friends and email contacts about this network. We are building an internet network team, the likes of which has never been seen before. And in order to counteract what's going on with corporate media, we need your help. In that regard, the American Free Press up in Washington, D.C. needs your help. Christopher Petherick has done the same things with print journalism that John Stadtmuller has been doing with the Republic Broadcasting Network and broadcast journalism. Chris Petherick has put together an incredible team at AFP that includes Mark Glenn, Michael Collins Piper, Mark Anderson, Willis Carto, of course, who is the ultimate founder of AFP. You get Paul Craig Roberts, Charlie Reese, all kinds of individuals who come to you weekly through the auspices of the American Free Press. Call them at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS to get the latest information on a regular basis that you're also going to hear broadcast at the Republic Broadcasting Network. One third thing which I'd like to mention, we've talked about it on this show ongoingly, the need to support Congressman Ron Paul. Folks, I read Philip Giraldi's piece today at antiwar.com talking about the fact that between neoconservatives and neoliberals, that they are united and interchangeable, as Phil Giraldi demonstrates for us. It doesn't matter whether you're dealing with Obama and Clinton and the Democratic Party, or you've got Giuliani and Romney and McCain in the Republican Party. The fact of the matter is the same corporatist forces, the same pro-Zionist forces operate through all of these people. There's one alternative for you and for me in this present situation in regard to presidential politics, and that is to support Ron Paul. There you have it. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the American Free Press. Support Congressman Ron Paul and his run for the presidency of the United States. The clock is ticking. That's the message today in terms of my marketing efforts. And again, you can call the Republic Broadcasting Network at 1-800-724-2719. We'll be back with Greg Felton and I hope with Joe of Florida. I want to talk a little bit further about Romans 13 and about the implications of this for Mr. Bush and his theocracy. We'll also be discussing some economic issues and articles with Greg in the last hour of the show. Stay tuned.
With recent